Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive on KFH.
People unhappy, but I don't
why
care. Waiting for a girl like you from Foreigner as we count down the finishing touches of Foreigner week here on the show. I believe we still have Dave, is that correct, Max? All right, let's go to Chip first. Chip,
hello, how are you doing, guys?
Hello, Chip.
Good.
Well, I have. I'm going to fall in Jason's camp. I think
that's a bad camp to be in.
That's one of the best camps to be in.
That camp will burn.
Hey, let Chip talk, Bob.
he's a punk, not Jason, but Bell. He quit on his team a couple years ago. He sat a year out. He whined about money when he's making a bunch then. I think if things are going well, he'll be fine. If they're not, he'll start to whine. It might look good for a little bit, but the flower will come off the rose, and we're going to see where he's at. I agree with Dennis that he's got him. He's on display right now, and he's playing for the next contract, but we'll see what kind of a clubhouse cancer he is. He's been problematic, and I don't think the leper can change his spots. That's my opinion.
Thanks, Chip.
Very good
we
opinion.
We appreciate it. Wrong opinion.
No, his opinion's good. It's the same.
Listen, Chip's my guy. Chip and I are tight.
I know.
I tell Chip when he's not right.
But he is right. That's the problem. You're wrong.
Let's get to Dave. Dave, you're next. How are you?
All right. Thanks, fellas. I think the best predictor of the future is the past. And so we can look at Le'Veon Bell's past. He was actually a pretty model citizen for those first few years in Pittsburgh. But also look at Andy Reid's past. He has a history of taking a chance on players and making them into new people, with one notable exception with Marcus Peters. And what did they do when he kept acting up? They got rid of him, just like you were saying that they might with Bell. I just don't see that in this case. I think he got his big paycheck, which is what he was a crybaby about originally. He got that big guaranteed money, so he's a little bit satisfied now. He wants a championship now. And I think if you sign him for 1 year, you can keep that guy, especially Andy Reid, who has a history of doing that. You can keep him under wraps. You can keep him happy and try to get to that Super Bowl.
Thank you, Dave. Let's get to Steve, who gets the last word on the Le'Veon Bell subject. Steve?
Okay. Well, of course, everybody's worried about the attitude. They should be. But I heard the best thing from one of the talking heads. They said, number one, winning has a way of solving these things. Number two, just show him video of LeSean McCoy playing in the Super Bowl. Oh, he didn't play. Oh, he got sat down. And they said, that'll shut him up quick. So anyway, I agree with you. Andy Reid has a way of handling these things.
Yeah, I don't even consider it to be a possibility that this goes south.
Not even a possibility.
No, I don't even consider
with his track record, not a possibility.
I don't even see it being on the table.
I think there will be a problem, And all I'll say, and I'll say that they'll probably end up having to get rid of him. They won't keep him.
He will not play the rest of the season with the Chiefs. That's your bet.
No, I'm not.
Because I got more.
I'm saying
he might use more cookies.
He might stay. He might stay with the team, but he won't be playing.
So
he'll only be playing if something happens. I still think he's going to cause the next 4 or 5 weeks are going to be roses, like the one caller said.
You only got 3 or 4 weeks left after that.
It doesn't matter. It's exactly what's going to happen. He's got five good weeks, and then he's going to go into the – if he's not playing enough. That's why I said if he comes in and he's playing all the time, everything will be
fine.
He's
going to play plenty.
He ain't going to play enough for
Clyde
him.
Edwards
he's not going to play enough for Le'Veon Bell. For him, it's not going to be enough after a few games. Unless he gets –
What if he comes in and he's clearly the dominant back that we are used to seeing
And that's what
Bell
I said.
Then he's going to play more.
And if he plays more and he's the guy, he'll be fine. If he's not the guy, it's going to be a problem. What part of this did you not understand?
You might as well be speaking Dutch.
I don't get any of it. If he doesn't get the ball, it's going to be a problem. If he doesn't get the ball, it's going to be a problem later on.
Hogwash.
It's not hogwash.
He'll get the ball just fine.
Probably not enough for him. He's not
going to
take 35% of the snaps.
To go with a great receiver. What do you mean he's...
That's not enough
Clyde
for him.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is already...
But that's what I'm saying. That 35% is not enough for him.
No.
That's not enough for
him. Hogwash.
No, it's not.
Great signing, Chiefs. You've one-upped me on the Raiders.
If he's on the field 80% of the time, it is an unbelievable sign.
We beat you last week.
Good players.
I don't know if we can beat you again now when you got this guy.
You think this guy makes the difference?
This is a really high-quality pickup.
Fair enough.
For the Chiefs.
Your opinion is fine. That's fine. It's just I think it's wrong. If he gets the ball, he'll be fine. But he's not going to get the ball.
Oh, he'll get the ball.
If he gets the ball, if he's playing 80% of the snaps, he'll be model for the year.
He's not
going
to play 80% of the snaps.
Well, if he doesn't, then he's going to have some issues. Then he's going to have issues.
Just make a bet.
We'll have one for next week. He's not playing this week. Let's see how this goes this weekend, and we'll have a bet on
this.
Next Friday, we'll lay it down.
And by the time he doesn't play this week, so you're saying that this guy is going to create chaos.
He's going to create a problem
in a locker room if he's not playing all the time. And they have 9 games left after this week. You're saying Le'Veon Bell can't get through 9 games as a Chief on a team that is easily the favorite to get back to the
Super
Bowl.
If he's not playing all the time?
I think.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It couldn't be
close. That to you.
You couldn't be more wrong.
That's a Jeff opinion. I am really confident in this.
You know who you sound like.
No, don't even say it. You're just mad. Anybody who disagrees with you, you just say it's Jeff.
Yeah, that one sounds like Jeff, though.
Well,
I'll bet you $1,000 Jeff agrees with you.
I bet he does.
And what do you think of that? You want him on your side?
On this one? Yep.
You'll take anything you can get.
Hey, I've got callers too that are agreeing with me.
Jeff and some guy in the
Chris. I got a bunch of guys on my side with this as well. You didn't like run the gamut with the callers. They all said, "Oh yeah, Bob, you're right. You're right." Not everyone did.
I had a pretty good.
It
gamut.
It was pretty close. It
pretty
was
good gamut.
Pretty close to 50-50.
Let's take a. I couldn't be more right.
You couldn't be more. No, you couldn't. You can't. It's a. You couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is going to play out. This will be a fun
one to deal
with.
I can't wait.
You'll be all excited in the next few games and being, look at my boy, look at my boy.
I can't wait to be here on December 14th. December 14th. That's a Monday. It'll be the day after Le'Veon Bell rushes for 124 yards and 2 touchdowns in a win at Miami.
What?
And you'll be over there saying,
Miami.
I was wrong. I was trying to do a Canadian accent. I can't. Here's what you're going to say. I was wrong about him.
No, I'll say I was right about him.
Oh, my God. Let's take a break. We'll come back with our educator of the day, about whom we have high hopes. Kevin Fry from Mays High School next. The Drive with Bob and this other guy.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.